Revenue Chat episode 105. The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out. The Dream Business community at tonyduroso.com/community. Get the Revenue Chat mobile app for your Android or iPhone. It's free. Download from your cell phone or smart device at tonyduroso.com/mobile.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. In our last episode, 104, Carol Sanford gives amazing advice and nuggets on how you can improve your business growth on a serious short-term basis. She's done this over and over and worked with the greats and household name companies. This is such an amazing interview that you will want to hear this over and over. On this episode, we have Susan Martin, the New York City business coach and founder of Business Sanity. She says business owners today are being pulled in a million different directions, spinning from one thing to the next, accomplishing too little, wasting their time, and losing sight of their long-term goals. It's enough to drive anyone crazy, and she has a cure for that, combining her entrepreneurial experience with professional coaching skills. She knows what it takes to build a business, execute an effective plan, and reach your goals without getting pulled off course or driven crazy by the myriad of distractions and shiny new objects that present themselves each day. Her website is business-sanity.com. All right, Revenue Crew, let's rev it up. Get ready for Susan to give us the five simple steps to business sanity. Here we go. Hello, Susan, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Now that I finally have you at last on my show, I'm very pleased. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us on Revenue Chat. I'm very grateful to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here as well.
Well, excellent. Well, all right. As you know, in the intro, I mentioned a little bit about you, and perhaps we'll start off by filling us in, Susan, and telling us how you became an expert in your field.
Well, I had always wanted to be a women's clothing designer, and I started my own design and manufacturing company right out of high school. As a small business owner, I had to learn how to do most everything myself. And in the beginning, I designed the line, made the patterns, cut and sewed samples and production orders, figured out how to price things, met with buyers, took orders, did invoicing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as my business grew, I added people, especially on the production and sales side. And I had to develop my people and managerial skills, you know, such as learning how to keep myself and others motivated and on track. As the company expanded, I felt it necessary to hone my own financial skills as well. So I worked on developing a thorough understanding of business finances, learned how to do things like stretch working capital, which in a capital-intensive business like a manufacturing company is super important. Learned how to cut costs and increase profitability and all of that good stuff on the money side. And I had to do all of this while learning to manage my own time and productivity, as well as the time and productivity of my staff. So that's kind of how I developed my own skills for this.
That's very interesting there, and you have a great many years of experience in this. So right off the bat, I wanted to ask you, Susan, The name of your company, Business Sanity, it's a great name and it's really something that every business needs. I wanted to know, what prompted you to actually start that? From where you were, what made you go into that business?
Well, I don't think I know one successful business who hasn't felt a bit of insanity somewhere along the way. The sheer pressure of having the ultimate buck stopping with you, having the whole stress of the business kind of resting on your shoulders can lead to a lot of stress. And many business owners, including myself, have felt a feeling of overwhelm and isolation. It's another common challenge. Running a business is very different from having a job, although there are some crossovers. When you have a job, your tasks and responsibilities are usually contained in a smaller, more specific area. On the other hand, when you run a business, the demands are much greater, and virtually every aspect of the business ultimately rests on your shoulders. Even if you have people to help you, ultimately, those people can leave, and you've got to be responsible for the whole thing yourself. So that can mean a lot of pressure, leading many owners to feel a bit overwhelmed and a little bit insane.
I get you. All right. Well, can you tell me what are some of the challenges or situations that really create a lot of stress or the most kind of stress for our business owners?
I think there's a good many, but probably the top ones in my mind are spending too much time working in or for the business rather than on the business. Business owners tend to get caught up in the minutiae and the day-to-day issues that eat up, you know, most of their time and attention. And as a result, they're kind of putting out fires instead of spending some time thinking about the big picture stuff, where their business is going or how to get it there. Dealing with employees is another area of stress and challenge for many business owners. And this runs the gamut from hiring, firing, training, finding the right people, motivating them to do the best work. And also when it doesn't work out, understanding, you know, when to cut the cord. Productivity and focus is another huge area of stress for many business owners. They've got a lot to do, and any smaller business is usually struggling with staff. Actually, any business in general, you know, struggles with staff. They're just, even in a very large, thriving business, there are seldom too many employees. And trying to manage all that has to be done, as well as manage just living in a time when communication and information overload are so pressing. To be successful, you have to determine what to best invest your time in and manage the distractions that are part of everyday life. And two other areas, one is not having enough business or not having the right kind of business, having clients that aren't really a good fit for you or projects that aren't really a good fit. And finally, the almighty dollar, money, you know, lack of working capital, poor cash flow, dismal profits, all that kind of stuff.
Very good point, Susan. You know, it's almost like the business owner, the entrepreneur, the startup really has to be a master at their time use, scheduling their time, because it's so easy for a distraction or some barrier to consume all the time possible, and then that's it. The day is done. It just happens so insidiously sometimes. It just sneaks in. It creeps in. I know it happens to me. I have this wonderful online class that I'm taking with many modules, and sometimes it seems so darn impossible to get to it, and they're just 30-minute classes because so many things come in. And I've learned I just really have to be so good at scheduling my time and forcing certain things at certain time just so that I can do and grow what I want into. Otherwise, it's sort of like, as you say, you're just in the business, you're not working on the business. And in a sense, you get relegated down to just being an employee. And I see this. I've worked in the corporate world for so long. I've seen this so many times. It's sort of like, left unchecked, I think people tend to get into the most irreducible amount of work that they can do to still keep on their job, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Yeah, it's so easy to get sucked into so many different distractions. And there's been some interesting research actually starting back to probably the 1940s on workplace productivity. And even back then, and I don't have the figures in front of me to quote it, but even back then there were unbelievable amount of distractions. And that was before the information age, before the internet, before emails and text messages and all the rest of that stuff that just completely can take over. So we really have to be very aware of focusing on the right stuff and also, you know, like you said, keeping yourself on track.
Absolutely, Susan. And you know, I'm writing an article right now for my next book, Elite Entrepreneurs, and I'm writing an article called The Vision Map, M-A-P. Mm-hmm. And in the research for that, we were talking about distractions. So if everyone in the audience now accelerates that, those distractions and working in the business versus on the business after a while equates to ... business failure. And we hear 80%, 90% of businesses fail. And I pulled out some statistics I thought was very interesting, Susan. Bloomberg says 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs fail in the first 18 months. A Harvard study says that 3 out of every 4 venture-backed firms fail. That's startling, especially because they have basically all the income and capital they need. And even the SBA says that about 50% of businesses fail in their first year. And other sites and sources have also shocking figures. So when you look at it, it's like, oh yeah, well, this is a distraction, that's a distraction. But for everyone in the audience as well, if you and your employees are getting this and working on the irreducible amount of work possible, what's that mean for your business and your business growth? That's just very, very important. I wanted to actually talk about that in relation to the sanity of the business and just keeping things sane and orderly. And I know you have so much input in this. Why do you see it so important for sanity to be in a business, please?
Well, like you said, running a business requires a lot of focus. And if you're feeling overwhelmed or overly stressed or pulled in, you know, a million different directions, overworked or, you know, just feeling like your business is driving you crazy, it's very difficult to sustain that focus and do what needs to be done to achieve and then maintain the level of success that you're looking for. And so to me, it's key. You know, when we're feeling overwhelmed, we don't really function at our best. Some people can't function at all when they're feeling overwhelmed. Running a business has a lot to do with taking charge and being in charge and having a very narrow path that you're going down. This is the best possible way to, you know, achieve success. People who are all over the place just have a really difficult time getting there.
Totally agree. And Susan, what could our listeners, our revenue crew, what can they do to achieve and maintain business sanity? No doubt you have some great points for us.
Well, I think the first one is to take control of your future by developing a long-term vision of what you want for your business and a game plan, action plan to make it happen. And this starts with sort of for those business owners who've been at it for a while is reconnecting with the passion and purpose that you felt when you started the business so that you can really have the motivation and the confidence to actually achieve this vision. And of course, for those who are just starting up a business, it would be to, you know, really get in touch with why you want to start the business. And if it's only to make money, my advice would be find something else to do. There's got to be a lot of other drivers at work in order to make it worthwhile to commit yourself to the long haul of running a business. It's not impossible to get a business up to speed and get it all under control and keep it there. Far from it. But if you're not devoted to it, if you don't have that commitment, if you're not in it for more than just the money, if there isn't some deeper passion or fulfillment that you're looking to get out of it, it'll be very hard to sustain it over the long term.
Totally got you. The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. As you know, jobs can be fickle. Here today, gone tomorrow. And owning a business has its own frailties. Bloomberg says 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs fail in the first 18 months. A Harvard study says 3 out of every 4 venture-backed firms fail. And there's other sources with shocking figures of their own, which all point to one very conclusive point. These are scary times we live in. Let's help you in the dream business community. Yes, you. Let's try to give you the information you need now to boost your career or business. And I'll be there every step of the way, helping you along with other experts in many industries. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out, the Dream Business Community at tonydurso.com/community. That's tonydurso.com/community. Do you like the awesome interviews on Revenue Chat? Please help others discover these interviews on iTunes by giving a kind review if you like them. Go to tonydurso.com/iTunes and give a few sentences about what you liked. Let me know and I'll send you something to show my appreciation. That's tonydurso.com/iTunes. And thanks so much. And we're back with Susan Martin talking about the 5 simple steps to business sanity. Susan, could you walk us through perhaps how you work with a business in getting this craziness sorted out and getting sanity back in? And please kind of walk us through that.
Well, I mean, like I said, that creating that long-term vision of what you want for your business is a key first step. Developing your leadership and managerial skills is another important step. And even if you don't plan on having a large business where you've got multiple employees, departments, you know, whatever, leadership is important even if you're a solopreneur. And so that's another key point. And part of that leadership is being able to see the big picture. Taking control of your time, that's another biggie. You know, stop wasting it on distractions and minutiae that are taking away from what really matters. Stay focused on your top priorities. Learn to get on track and stay there. So as I'm working with people, I'm helping them develop these skills in the background, as well as some of the more practical aspects and giving practical advice. It's really developing those skill sets. And just as important as developing your own productivity and focus is helping any staff members to be able to do that as well. And that touches on all kinds of things like shifting priorities within a business. You know, when you're on one kind of run one day and then the next day you're into something else, it becomes very confusing for your staff to keep up with what they should be focusing their time on. And learning to be productive and efficient at work is also important so that you have more time and energy for your personal life and time to relax. Because without that, without having some kind of balance, you're just going to burn out very quickly. And then taking control of your income is another important step. Learning to effectively market your business and attract a steady supply of clients and projects is very important to keeping your sanity and also being able to support yourself. Some business owners have a habit of undercharging for their products or services, so you really need to learn how to price them appropriately so that you can be profitable and take home a nice living from this business that you're operating. And as well, sort of take control of your own financial knowledge. And make sure that you or someone else is maintaining a solid set of books. Learn how to interpret financial statements, you know, cut costs, increase profitability, and to be able to use this financial knowledge and data to make effective, profitable, and financial savvy decisions in your business. So all of those things are kind of going on in the background while we also work on identifying what the problems and challenges are in the business and getting really specific about where my clients are right now and where they want to be in each area.
Very good points. Very good points. Go ahead.
And that's really some of the most important points that I see that every business owner needs to pay attention to, unless, of course, they've already mastered them.
Right, which is not the majority of businesses, unfortunately, per statistics.
Yeah, most businesses are started by somebody who has a specific skill or talent or ability in their field of expertise. And, you know, they don't necessarily go and get an MBA or, you know, get an accounting degree or, you know, take leadership courses or all that kind of thing. They're bringing something to life. They're developing something to bring their skills to life. They're really good at what they're doing, and then they need to educate themselves on the business and interpersonal skills that will help complete the package, so to speak.
Very cool, Susan. Good points. Do you by any chance happen to have a success story that you may like to share with us about how you've helped a business and put the sanity in place?
Well, I'm thinking back to a client who, when I met them, they were operating as a kind of a solopreneur with maybe one paid intern. And what the beginning of our work was about, because they had a lot of skills and talents, was about people, about how to determine what type of people they needed in order to help their business to grow and in order to balance the strengths that they already brought to the business. And those strengths had to do with design and technology. So they needed people to help on the production end. They needed people to help on the sales end. They needed help with the financial end and how to figure out what they actually needed, what they needed those people to be able to accomplish, and develop job descriptions, and then also pinpoint what those skills, in addition to the actual practical skills and experience, what personality qualities and characteristics those people needed to possess in order to be successful. So that was kind of the beginning of the work that we did. And we worked together for a year or so, and then this particular client went off and they actually put into action all the things that we had spoken about. And they came back and they had built the business. They were doing about triple the income and had hired quite a few employees. And at that point, it was time to the amount of employees they had hired was staggering, and it was a little bit difficult for them to manage. So at that point, it was time to start developing departments. So instead of everybody doing everything and having a lot of overlap and confusion, to develop specific departments where specific staff members were working on, you know, individual goals and parts of the business. And then eventually to develop people within those departments who had good interpersonal skills and good technical skills into managers and so on. And that business today is very successful, doing probably about $35 or $40 million.
Very cool. I love it. Awesome stuff, Susan. Thanks for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'd like to know now about your purpose and vision, Susan. What motivates and drives you, please?
Well, I really enjoy helping people, and it gives me a great feeling of fulfillment to be able to help others overcome the challenges and insanity that often present themselves when you run a business and achieve their own vision of success.
Very cool. I love it. Now, we are close to wrapping up. Is there anything else that you'd like our audience to know about?
If you're a business owner who is struggling to take charge of your business, feeling a little bit overwhelmed, feeling as though you're not really making the kind of progress that you would like to be making in your business, a great first step is to download my ebook entitled The Top 10 Reasons You're Not Making Real Progress in Your Business, which is featured towards the top of the homepage on my website. And all you have to do is put in your email address, and then you'll get a copy. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time. And my website is www.business-sanity.com. So that's dash, not the underscore.
Exactly. And one more time, if somebody goes to business-sanity.com, and right at the top, I see it under your picture right here at the top, grab your free copy now. They get, again, the title of what they get is the top 10.
10 reasons you're not making real progress in your business.
I love it. Well, all right, everyone, you've heard it. Go to business-sanity.com and get your free copy now of the 10 reasons that Susan just said. Very cool stuff. Very cool. Well, all right. Well, thank you very much, Susan. It's been wonderful to have you on. We've definitely learned some good points, and we have a lot more understanding of what it takes to really do a good job as a business coach and consultant and help a business, and all the minutiae that you have to go through so that it doesn't take years for a business to grow. They can do it a lot faster by bringing on an expert such as you. So that's very cool. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for having us. I loved it.
Thank you so much, Tony. Appreciate it.
Great. Well, once again, everyone, this is Susan Martin, and we talked about 5 simple steps to business sanity. Now, did we cover all the 5 steps, by the way?
Sure, I did.
I think we did. Whether you know it or not, everyone, there's 5 steps in there. So your job is to find those 5 steps and download that free report. All right. Well, thank you again. I loved it. And I want to thank everyone, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. Our next episode is 106 with Looney Libes, a 25-plus-year serial entrepreneur, most recently founder of Fledge, the Conscious Company Accelerator, and co-founder of InvestorFlow.org, an online service connecting impact investors along with the entrepreneur in residence at Presidio Graduate School. Looney is the author of the Next Step series of guidebooks on entrepreneurship and the Pinchot Impact Index, outlining a technique for measuring impact across a portfolio of companies. Looney tells us why California capitalism isn't the answer and to invest in revenues instead of exits on the next episode of Revenue Chat. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.